shelters and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
Out there in Radio Land, you are now listening to Grad Club Trivia Live right here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I'm DJ Squared, and with me, back again, one time only, I've got Momo. Now, Dr. Momo. Hi, Momo.
Hi, Dinah.
Welcome back to the station.
Thank you.
We've got Stephanie, a.k.a. What was it? Citrus Maxima.
Citrus Maxima.
I'm not even sure how we got that anymore.
It was a trivia answer, I remember. And I was just like, that's the greatest word I've ever heard. I must be called that now.
That's a good origin story.
Welcome back to CFRC, buddy. And we're bringing in our old pal, Dean, a.k.a. the COVID kid, who's with us.
Hello, folks.
He's with us remotely from an undisclosed secret location somewhere in Ontario. Hi.
We're in Toronto. It's the worst city on the planet.
You have to tell
us. We're making it work.
You have to tell us
where it is. We're surviving cockroach-like.
Oh, no. I was going to say you have to tell us where it is in order to crap on it, right?
All right, folks. We are back after long hiatus away because there's no more pandemic anymore. But folks out there in Radioland may recall that the four of us and a couple of our friends for about 8 months during the first year of those lockdowns in 2020, we were doing Grad Club Trivia every Thursday night for a very long time and keeping our community near and far connected. We had folks camping in Banff, tuning in around a campfire,
I remember
once.
Yeah.
We were following people who met on Tinder and started going out on dates.
Yes. Or I also fondly remember the time that the heir to the All Dressed Chip fame told us that he was listening and would bequeath us a lifetime sponsorship from the All Dressed Chip. I don't know if either of you have seen that,
I never saw it. However, I must say my favorite was the team that would send the Perry the Platypus drawings.
Yes.
That one was iconic. Yeah, we got so many different renditions of Perry the Platypus sent to us. So when you're sending your answers today, we appreciate little drawings if you want to attach them.
Awesome. Okay, so yes, we are going to be doing four rounds of trivia, including a music round today. Mariah, do you want to break it down for us?
Yes. And, you know, like Dinah said, it's been 150 years since we did this. And, you know, Po Buddy's nerfed, so you can't bully us if something gets weird. But here's what I remember the rules to be. And Chancellor or Dean or Steph or Dinah can throw a tomato at me if it's untrue. We are going to play four rounds of trivia. First is general. Second two are themed. Last is music. In order to play, all you have to do is email us. So you're going to email your answers at the end of each round to shortwave@cfrc.ca. What is it, Steph?
Shortwave, like a small wave, but shortwave at cfrc.ca.
Write it down now. So at the end of each round, you're going to email your answers. We're going to mark them. We're going to play you some tunes while we're doing that. And then we will tell you how smart you are in ranked order.
Awesome. And for folks who want to be able to say hi or ask a question, could you repeat that question? That kind of thing. We can certainly do that. Just reach out to us on our Instagram page at CFRC Music. The top post is Grad Club Trivia. That's where our space is for folks who want to be able to ask questions And you can also make song requests that we can play during the breaks while the marking is happening too. So feel free to join us. Are we ready to get started, folks?
Yeah. And let's also give a shout out to the continued hosts of the Grad Club Trivia, which happens on Thursday at the Grad Club still. So, you know, you're playing with us online Sunday, consider it a warm up. You can go back to the Grad Club and listen to Jill and Haley, who are the co-hosts of the Grad Club Trivia. And, you know, I think this representative group is like four more generations of hosts, right, Dean?
That's exactly right. That is 100% correct.
I love it. I love it. So yeah, we're happy to that the legacy continues, and also we're happy to get the band back together.
Oh yeah.
And also too, just a heads up for the winner of today's Grad Club Trivia on CFRC, or the winning team, we have gift certificates to the Grad Club.
What?
So you can take those gift certificates and go play their awesome trivia nights in person and, you know, have a little bit of extra dough, if you will, at least in the form of a gift certificate to enjoy with maybe a pal.
I love it.
Awesome.
All right. Shall we get going?
Let's dive right in, folks.
Dean, do you want to do the first one?
Let's do the first question. So we've got four rounds. We got four rounds of 15 questions each plus our bonus rounds. You might have said this already. I had some audio difficulties before, but I'm saying it again if we didn't before. Our first general round, question one, is the capital of what nation? Riga is the capital of what nation?
Have you ever been to Riga, Dean?
I have not.
Let that be a clue. Dean has never been there.
just a heads up, we already have a comment. I'm assuming a grad student who has decided that they are procrastinating from their thesis writing today and is tuning in and hopefully playing along. Thanks for the message.
Mad respect. We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to still get your work done, but yeah.
All right, next question.
All right, number two. Jazz great Charlie Parker was a master of what instrument? Jazz great Charlie Parker was a master of what instrument? I love it. I also have to ask Dean, because, you know, Dean was the frantic person with like tapping into his immeasurable knowledge to write all of these trivia questions. Dean, did you go back to trivia questions of the past, or did you just, you know, like spur these from your many years of existence since I've seen you last?
I hosted trivia for like a United Way thing at work. So I cribbed from those that I had written or like last month.
So unfair advantage for anybody who is a cross fan between the United Way trivia and this here Radio Grad Club trivia.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. We had, if any of like the 30 people who participated in that are here, then they do have a leg up.
You have a leg up. Yeah. And we do have favorites. Like Steph said, the Perry the Platypus team, the All Dressed Chip team. If you're playing, you also have a leg up.
It's true. Yeah. We might give bonus points. Yeah. Probably not, but you never know. It's worth a try.
We like to keep you humble. Steph, should we do number three?
Yes, we should. So question number three. What year was the first iPhone released? What year was the first iPhone released?
Why are you bullying us, Dean? Making us feel old.
I know. This is... It felt like yesterday, but it was longer than yesterday. It might have been two, possibly even 3 days ago.
You know what's wild, though, is that we don't have iPods anymore.
No.
Yeah, that's when things started to go downhill.
I think.
I also heard that, I heard recently that Apple has retired iTunes as technology. In the next few years, like iTunes itself won't exist anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So what happens?
Because it's
all
Apple
track?
Music, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's all going to turn into Apple Music. But I like Apple doesn't care about your ripped tracks from 2007, Dean. Apple just wants them to go down with old iTunes.
I'm sure I still have like a massive LimeWire library on some like old USB stick somewhere. Oh, yeah, the good old days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the good old days when we used to have Flash as well. Oh, I miss Flash.
We're aging ourselves, folks.
Okay, up next, question number four. What is the most awarded reality show in the history of the Emmys?
What does that mean? Like, there's the most awards in the show, or they have received the most awards?
They have received the most Emmys.
Got it.
What is the most awarded reality show in the history of the Emmys? They have the most Emmys in their Emmy cabinet.
In their Emmy cabinet.
You know, the answer to this one surprised me a bit, so I wouldn't have guessed it. I'm going to be interested to see who knows this one.
Dinah, where do you keep CFRC's Emmy cabinet?
At home. No, we actually have a few nice plaques for some awards that we got just last year as being a media partner for the KFLNA United Way. And we also won the best news program from the National Campus Community Radio Association last year.
Let's go. Congratulations.
And they're right there, right at our front door.
I love it. See, Emmys, who cares? Who cares about the Emmys?
Anyone can win an Emmy.
Anybody can win an Emmy, exactly. Number five, let's do number five. Question number five. The EPA was established by the executive order of what president? The EPA was established by the executive order of what president?
The answer may surprise you.
Wow. All right. And can I tell the people what EPA stands for?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
EPA is the United States Environmental Protection Agency.
Do you guys remember the movie Ghostbusters how the bad guy in it was from the EPA?
Yeah, he's trying to regulate ghostbusting.
And he wasn't wrong.
First, it was they
were walking around with like a nuclear generator in a backpack in downtown Manhattan.
Somebody needed to step in.
Yeah, back when you could get away with making the climate activists the bad guys. Just kidding, they still do that.
All right, next question.
Citrus Maximus.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for Dean to say it. It's me. If you are cooking something en papillote, what are you doing to it? I'll say that again without the pause to reread the non-English word. If you are cooking something en papillote, what are you doing to it?
Oh. I've never eaten anything like this either, so...
Yeah, I'm sure. Maybe I have, but... I mean, I eat a lot. I eat a lot.
You don't ask any questions, you know?
Yeah. You put food in front of me and I just jump right in.
It looks good.
Are you still doing your sous vide?
Oh, heck yes.
Okay, I'm still intrigued by what this thing is.
Wait a second, at home sous vide?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Oh, so it's this magic contraption that you stick into water, and it circulates the water and heats it up to a specific temperature. And then you take like meat, or you can do a bunch of other things, but like meat is the most common, and you put it into the water. Like you vacuum seal it, so it's like not actually like in the water, but you know, put it into the water, and then the circulating heat brings it up to the temperature, so it like cooks it, but very, very slowly and to a very specific temperature. So like if you really like a medium rare steak, you can set it to the temperature of a medium rare steak and it will be perfect.
Wow.
Every time.
If you send us a picture of something that you've sous vided, we'll give you an extra half point for being a domestic goddess.
Yeah. Like and Steph. If you've ever cooked something en papillote, send us a picture of that too.
Yeah.
Dino's cutting in and out a little bit.
All right, we're gonna take care of. Fortunately, we have our tech god Chancellor behind the scenes helping out and getting things going. We're gonna bring Dean back in, who is going to be refreshing his browser and possibly logging back into our virtual space. But let's move on to number seven. Dean will be back with us in just a couple minutes or a couple seconds. We'll see. Momo.
All right, number seven. Which layer of the atmosphere is closest to the Earth's surface? Which layer of the atmosphere is closest to the Earth's surface? Without getting too deep on this one, I made them like casting my mind back to pandemic era time. Do you remember when, you know, early 2020 happened and then Netflix really heavily featured the movie Contagion?
Yeah.
And 28 days. So I logged into my Netflix and what's currently being featured is The Day After Tomorrow. So I watched that and now I'm quite upset about the layers of the atmosphere. And
oh, so you know the answer to this question.
I do. Wow. I do.
Do you know the first time I saw the movie Contagion, I was actually on an airplane.
Oh, dicey. That is dicey.
Oh, I hear a jovial laugh. Dean is back.
Hi, Dean.
Hello, folks. All Pardon right. The interruption here. Should I jump right into number eight?
Yes, please do.
All right. Number eight. Who is the Belgian artist famous for including bowler hats in his paintings?
Do you mean Belgian?
That's what I said. Belgian, right?
I think you said Belgian, like Elgin.
Oh, no. Question number eight. Who is the Belgian artist famous for including bowler hats in his painting?
Awesome.
How did the United Way fundraiser folks do with this round? Is this like, should we be expecting knocking it out of the park 15 out of 15, Dean? Was this a tricky round for the United Way fundraiser? This was tricky.
I specifically chose all of the hardest questions that I had written for that for us, because I know that, you know, our trivia community is a little more higher caliber, maybe, you know, they know their stuff. So
this is true.
I was trying to dupe them a little bit here.
It's a bunch of nerds that listen to CFRC.
Exactly.
I say affectionately, I promise.
Well, you are one of those, the president of the nerds, maybe.
Yes, yeah, this is very true.
All right. I say that affectionately.
I believe you.
Yes.
All right, question number nine. If you land on a yellow square in Trivial Pursuit, what category of question must you answer? One more time. If you land on a yellow square in Trivial Pursuit, what category of question must you answer?
And local hero John Rose, also known as JR, is saying hello to everyone in our awesome space at CFRC Music on Instagram.
Hi, JR. John. Hi, JR. How are we? Is this through the post about trivia, Dinah? Is that what we see? That's so exciting. Hi, JR.
Hi, JR.
Hello.
From all of us to you. Yeah. You know, we were famous for our last time we did radio trivia. We would say almost anything on the air, you know, like you want us to shout out your grandma. You want to tell us that we can have a lifelong subscription to All Dress Trips. Like all of that is fine, viable, sayable on the air. So comment.
We also used to do a lot of puns. I'm not sure if we're there yet.
Gotta warm up.
We'll see. We'll see, folks.
Gotta warm up. All right, let's
do
number.
Sunday brain, so don't know how good we're gonna get.
Keep the bar low, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let's do number nine. No, we just did number nine. Let's do number 10. Okay, Jean? Is that true or is it Jean? Dean?
Oh, it's like John, just pronounced like John.
John Ralphio Saperstein is a character in what sitcom? John Ralphio Saperstein. Saperstein?
Saperstein.
I couldn't tell you.
John Ralphio Saperstein is a character in what sitcom? You know, the added challenge is good for you, okay? It's okay if we say something wrong, then you have to think harder to get the right answer.
It's true.
Again.
And what would trivia be without you feeling superior because we said something wrong?
That's exactly it.
And please tell us about your superiority at CFRC Music on Instagram.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, but don't be gross, you know? Like, we have limitations.
Yeah, that was
rules.
The one rule we had.
Yeah, don't be gross.
Don't be gross.
Yeah. And don't Google it.
And don't Google it. Yeah. Dean, I don't know if you know this, but the trivia hosts at the Grad Club, Haley and Jill, still quote you in saying, use the Google that God gave you, your noodle. They still say it every Thursday as one of the core rules of trivia at Dean Hayden.
That tickles me. I'm so happy my legacy can live on somehow.
Yeah, you can get a tattoo. All right, number 11. Who's up next?
Put me in, coach. Number 11. What does one store in a humidor?
A rhyme, too?
That's right. Yeah. I don't know what kind of meter that fits. But question 11, what does one store in a humidor?
It sounds like an opening line to a Dr. Seuss book.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A really messed up Dr. Seuss book.
Not suitable for children.
The adult version.
You know, I feel like if you look deeply at so many of those children's books from that era, many of them are not suitable for children.
Definitely.
All right, number 12.
Number 12. Yes. Nephrologists are doctors specializing in which organ?
The Niffer.
The Niffer, yep. Nephrologists are doctors specializing in which organ? If you believe Dinah, it is the Niffer. So what exactly is the Niffer?
This is another classic Grad Club trivia rule, which is if you draw it, we can give you an extra point, you know? So you can, if you can give us a anatomically correct drawn version of this, we'll give you one extra point, but you can't Google it and you have to draw it and you have about 5 minutes to do so.
Yeah, done with tiny pixels and MS Paint too.
MS Paint, yes. Let's go. All right, number 13. Which Shakespeare character demands cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war? You'd cast me, right, Steph?
Oh, 100%.
Thank you. That's number 13. Which Shakespearean character demands cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war?
That is also what I say when I take my shoes off after a long run. My toes, too, are the dogs of war.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was good. See, she's got us. She's got the first joke of the hour. I remember when we all used to work at the grad club together. Dean, I'm going to out you. Dean had this chart, and he would award us if we made good jokes. Do you remember that?
Anyone could award anyone for any joke. I was not the sole arbiter.
System. There was a star there system. Was stars. There was stickers. I remember that.
I never got any. I am notoriously unfunny.
I would give you a star for that joke you just did.
You definitely would have got a star for that one.
I've been improving on my comedy skills. Like, I practice daily in front of the mirror.
I'm glad you have the microphone to use them.
Well, just out of curiosity, I didn't see any of us regulars getting stars on there either, but I wondered, was there a secret one that we couldn't see where, oh, here's how we slag on the regulars.
Oh, like there's one on the other side of the fridge that we're like giving thumbs down.
That is okay. That's actually a great app idea. It should be reverse Yelp where businesses review customers.
Yes.
Isn't that just Instagram?
Yeah, I guess. Kind
of. It's also just workplace culture, you know? But we liked everybody that was at the grad club.
That's yes, right. That's exactly
every
right.
single person.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Number 14, Dean, you do it.
All right, question number 14. In what year did the War of 1812 end?
This one sounds like it's a silly one.
It's a toughie. It's a toughie, folks.
Are we going to specify which War of 1812 we're talking about? Because weren't there like 20 wars going on then?
Yeah, but when you say the War of 1812, we all know what we're talking about.
The one in what is now North America?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in Niagara, folks, so I did all the Lower Secord stuff. Mm. We went to where Isaac Brock got his chest blown out. Mm. It was awesome.
And then you got a little piece of chocolate after.
Exactly.
That was the best part of Lower Secord was like they really didn't like kind of cheat you on the extra stuff. They'd give you that little chocolate piece right on the top.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Never forget. People don't forget, Laura.
All right, last question of the round. Are you ready?
Certainly.
Okay. What American city claims to be the live music capital of the world? What American city claims to be the live music capital of the world?
I can't wait to tell you guys a really funny story about this city, but I can't tell it now because I'm afraid it's going to be a hint.
Probably,
So put a pin in it.
Okay. We'll remind you when we're doing the answers.
Please do. Yeah. Please do.
It is one of the funnier cities.
It is. It is pretty funny. All right. Let's round it into the bonus question. So these bonus questions are worth 2 points each. So we have two bonus questions worth 2 points each. And then at the end of the bonus questions, you're going to email your answers to shortwave@cfrc.ca. Please include a title for your team name in the subject line so that we can, you know, shower you in compliments on the radio. Otherwise, we'll just have to read your Gmail, like your government name. And you don't want that, right?
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. No. All right, bonus question number one. What shade of blue does Meryl Streep dedicate a monologue to in The Devil Wears Prada? It's a good monologue, too.
That's a great movie.
It is. Yeah. Okay, so while you're drawing your anatomically correct answer to number 12, if you can perform this monologue in a video as a self-tape, we'll also give you...
With the deadpan Meryl Streep.
It's true.
Yeah.
Only if it's good, we'll only give you an extra point if it's good.
And And we do understand, like, Meryl Streep's a high bar to set.
It's true.
We believe in you.
We do.
Yeah.
That's number 16 one more time. What shade of blue does Meryl Streep dedicate a monologue to in The Devil Wears Prada?
All right, folks. And then question 17, the second bonus question and the last question of the round. Trypanophobia refers to what common fear? Question 17. Trypanophobia refers to what common fear?
All right. So that's the end of the round, folks. The team is about to get started with the marking. Break it down for how people can get their stuff marked.
Email your answers to shortwave, shortwave, at cfrc.ca. Include your team name in the subject line. We'll mark them and then we'll rank you. And awesome. You'll feel pride or you'll feel shame. But that's not my problem. That's yours.
Awesome. Okay, folks, we'll be back in a few minutes. Enjoy some awesome local tracks. We've got some great stuff coming up. Let me just check because I'm operating on several computers here. We've got some fine country music playing in the background. I'll lift it up in just a few moments. We've got some Chris Jaeger, Chris Morris, The Gertrudes, Princess Towers, and Sam Wood coming up in the next set. Enjoy great local music right here on CFRC and our special programming of Grad Club Trivia. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back shortly.
wine spilled and stained. Mouth is dry from thirsting, same old same. Eyes are red and hurting, we've all seen the signs. There's no mistake, it's certain, tattooed on my spine. It's okay, I'll be fine. That's all right, that's just how I live my life. Throat is raw from cursing, fight all the time. Hands are sore from working, won't see me cry.
Here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario, broadcasting from the very atmospheric basement of Carruthers Hall. And I'm DJ Squared, and with me is the whole Grad Club Trivia team. And Chancellor Miracle has left the building, but let's give a shout out to Chancellor Miracle for making sure all the tech is set up
Chancellor.
MVP.
Chancellor.
Woo, Chancellor.
I do remember, this is not news. Like, I remember him being the pervasive MVP when we were doing it online also in the pandemic.
Like, he wasn't even at the station and somehow he would still fix everything for us.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't even work here then. All right. I think we got... some competition going on, eh?
We do. And let's give another shout out also to the grad club and to the grad club trivia hosts, Haley and Jill, and our little crew here that is from time gone by. I was slow coming back to the mic because I was being sentimental in the chat. Okay, in fourth place, we have Team Trivia Tycoons. Ooh. In third place, we have Team JR and Kelly.
Do we want to tell them how many they got right?
That always scares me, because then what if they're like, I actually got this many instead of this many?
You know what? That's fair.
But I trust JR.
Yeah, we'll save that for the end.
Never mind. I take it back.
Never mind.
And in second place, we have Team Dean.
Or is it Ra?
Dean.
I'm not sure. There's like tildes on the A's. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Team Ra, if you can give us a phonetic pronunciation of a tilde, we would appreciate that after this. And in first place, with a whopping more points than everybody else, Team Tater Tot. Shout out to you, Team Tater Tot. And also an extra special shout out to Emily Steele, who is listening right now.
Yeah, because she said hi.
We love you, Emily.
Yeah, she said hi in the email.
We love you, Emily. Also, I still have your book if you want it back.
Whoa.
Contact us at station at cfrc.ca if you would like to get your book back.
Emily's still, was it good?
Yeah, it was... what's that? Daisy Jones and the Sixth.
Oh, now yeah. A show. Oh, yeah, love it. Thanks, Emily Steele. All right. Round number two. Continued your success. And I don't know if we mentioned this at the beginning, but maybe Dinah did. There is a prize. There's a grad club gift card for whichever team wins the most points cumulatively from the whole night. So we are going to continue to track your points. So don't change your team name. And if you're just joining us right now, you can just start playing right now. Join us and play round two. We got three more rounds left.
It's true. All you need to do is like do slightly better than the other teams, and you'll catch up. So,
easy.
Yeah.
You know?
You can still win.
Don't say that you're not a person who ever wins. It could be you.
Yeah.
Round number two, Dean, what's the theme?
Okay, round number two, folks, we're doing superheroes. Because naturally, everyone who has donated to the CFRC funding drive over the last few months are superheroes. So this is sort of in honor of all of our lovely supporters, without whom we could do... nothing. You know what I meant.
Yeah, we did. No, sorry. I just messaged in the chat to remind everyone that we didn't read the answers.
Right.
Oh, so, the answers.
I don't know if we want to do that before we jump into the superhero round.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We weren't laughing at superheroes. We were laughing at our own incompetence.
Yeah, see, Pobody's nerfed. We warned you. Okay, let's do the answers. Does anybody want to read them particularly?
You go for it.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Round one, before we move on to the superhero in honor of all the people who've donated to the funding drive. Now, answers for round number one. Riga is the capital of Latvia. Number two, jazz great Charlie Parker was a master of the saxophone. Number three, which year was the first iPhone released? 2007. Number four, what is the most awarded reality TV show in the history of the Emmys? That is RuPaul's Drag Race. Number five, the EPA was established by the executive order of Richard Nixon. Shock. Number six,
bizarre.
If you are cooking something en papillote, you are wrapping it in paper.
So is it like paper, like from the tree, or could that be rice paper?
Hmm. Dean?
I think it's just like paper.
Don't eat it, though.
And is it actually consumed, or is it something like a burrito that might be wrapped in paper? I don't know.
I'm not entirely sure. Whenever I get my cheeseburger from McDonald's, I say that I'm having it en papillote.
I'll try to remember that.
Perfect.
Next time I'm eating some fast food.
I love it.
Okay, I've Googled it, if you guys want to know.
Tell us.
So it means to wrap and cook food in an airtight parchment paper package. It is considered a moist heat cooking method because the steam is contained within the package that cooks the food.
Okay.
So there you go.
So presumably it is then unwrapped afterwards.
And then you eat it.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. A sister to the sous vide technique.
I guess so, yeah.
I love it.
French know what's up.
Number seven, which layer of the atmosphere is closest to Earth's surface? That is the troposphere. Number eight, who is the Belgian artist famous for including bowler hats in his paintings? That is René Magritte. Number nine, if you land on a yellow square in Trivial Pursuit, what category of question must you answer? History. Number 10, John Ralphio Saperstein.
Saperstein. There you go.
Is a character in Parks and Recreation. Number 11, what does one store in a humidor? Cigars. Don't write a children's book about it. Number 12, nephrologists are doctors specializing in the kidneys, and nobody drew us an anatomically correct drawing.
Also,
number 13,
a kidney's super easy to draw. It looks like a jelly bean.
Come on. See, Steph, you would have gotten the extra point.
I would have, yeah.
Number 13, which Shakespearean character demands cry, havoc, and let's slip the dogs of war? That is Mark Antony. 14, and what year did the War of 1812 end? 1815. 15. What American city claims to be the live music capital of the world? That is Austin, Texas. And my funny story that I had to tell
you
is I went to Austin, Texas, and somebody told me, no, it's not just the live music capital of the world, it's also the bat capital.
They told me
I had to stand under this bridge and watch like 4,000 bats fly over my head.
That's a big no thank you for me.
It was pretty cool, but they didn't play any music, so I was disappointed.
The bats didn't?
Yeah, that was my joke. I don't get a sticker for that one. Bonus number one. What shade of blue does Meryl Streep dedicate a monologue to in The Devil Wears Prada? That is cerulean. And bonus number two, trypanophobia refers to the common fear of needles. Thank you, Steph, for keeping us on track to read the answers.
I got you.
All right, round two, superheroes. You want to start, Dean?
Okay, yeah, let's start. And these are hard ish superhero questions, because everyone, all of you people I know, are dorks and you love your comic books. So I tried to you know, give you a run for your money here. Question number one, what is Wolverine's birth name?
His Govy, in other words.
What is Wolverine's birth name?
It's Mr. Wolverine to you.
Dr. Wolverine.
That's it. Number two, who portrays Gwen Stacy in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3? Who portrays Gwen Stacy in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3?
Question number three, what fictional city is the hometown of the second Flash, Barry Allen? What fictional city is the hometown of the second Flash, Barry Allen?
Okay, Steph, Dean, Dinah, do you have a favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
Didn't even think. Spider-Man. Wow, yeah. Two for two. Dinah?
I don't know. I have to think about that one. I've been watching The Boys a lot. There's a few characters that I really have love-hate relationships with in that one, but I still have to identify. I don't know.
I think that's the point of the show, though, you know?
And why both Dean and Steph, like, without even thinking, said Spider-Man. Give me your top reason why Spider-Man is your favorite.
Well, for me, I think it's because I grew up with Tobey Maguire, you know? And so that just holds a spot in my heart.
I see. So it's specifically Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
Oh, my gosh. Like, okay, I'm not going to lie. When that last Spider-Man movie came out and they had the multiverse crossover, and, okay, I refuse to watch trailers for superhero movies because they give away too much. So I actually had no idea that this was going to happen, because apparently people were talking about it, but like I just ignored everybody. I was like, okay, that's cute, but that's not going to happen. So I lost it. I absolutely lost it when this happened in the movie. It was the greatest moment of the last 5 years. I'm not going to lie to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, just sort of going back to the whole who's my favorite superhero. If we're going to go for the like the popular ones, I would say Iron Man, probably because Robert Downey Jr. just does it for me on all sorts of levels.
Yes, 10 out of 10, but, 5 stars on Yelp.
But his character is played so brilliantly. I think he's a wonderful Latin actor and always has been. So.
I love it. What about you, Dean? Why do you love Spider-Man?
See, well, Dinah likes, you know, war profiteer, billionaire Tony Stark. But for me, I like the work class, down on his luck Peter Parker. So that's why he's my guy, because he's a loser and he just stays losing.
Friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
That's it.
But he works for a mega corporation pumping out corporate media.
That is true. Yeah, he's part of the lying news media.
You got to have a job, though. We are stuck in a capitalist society. Therefore, you must succumb to it.
You know, and he can subvert it.
No
hate. Subvert it. Anyways, what question are
I guess
we
pro
on?
Lockheed,
well, that's number four.
Number four. Pro Lockheed Martin Dino will go off mic now.
Do number four.
Okay, number four. The Hellboy series was published by what company? The Hellboy series was published by what publishing company?
Okay, so although we still haven't heard from the heir to the all-dressed chip throne in classic radio Grad Club trivia fashion, my parents are listening. Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hello. Where's Mom and Dad?
That's nice. That's nice for you guys to all say that. She did say that we haven't missed a beat. You know, time flies. It's as if we three have continued co-hosting radio trivia together.
It's like riding a bike.
It's
true.
Oh, she just messaged back. Hi.
Aw.
All right, number five. What was the Incredible Hulk's original color?
Really?
I didn't write it.
I'm not going to lie. These questions are hard.
JR, we have a lot of hope in you, man. A lot of hope in JR.
Well, I'm just wondering what color do people turn with, like, radioactive burns? Or is it radioactivity? Did he get bit by some bug? No, it was a nuclear thing, wasn't it?
It was gamma rays. Gamma
rays. All right, Steph, you want to do number next?
Boy, do I.
Six, I think.
Yes. Question number six. What superhero originates from the planet Tamaran? What superhero originates from the planet Tamaran?
This reminds me of the time, maybe like 6 or so months ago, when I was hosting Grad Club Trivia with Jill. One of the teams that won wanted us to do a math round as the theme round. A lot of enemies were made in the Grad Club that night.
100%.
But I would do as good in this round as I would do in the math round, which is not good. So this one goes out to you too. All right, go ahead, Dean.
Question number seven here. What is the name of the mugger who kills Bruce's parents in Batman Begins?
Wow, deep cuts, Dean.
What is the name of the mugger who kills Bruce's parents in Batman Begins?
Who knows that?
Dean does, apparently.
Everyone knows this. I'm sorry. I like this superhero trivia can't be who is Bruce Wayne's alter ego. Like, it's got to be tough, folks.
Okay. I don't know. Henchman number two?
It's okay. You know, we can also award you for your creativity. You know, if you don't know the answer, use another Grad Club trivia rule classic, which is wrong answers only. You know, write something funny. Make us laugh. Yep. Trivia is not about objective knowledge. It's about subjective bullying of your friends in a bar. I don't make the rules, you know?
I am kind of curious to know if the name of the mugger who killed Bruce's parents in Batman Begins is the same name across the entire Batman.
True. Like,
lore.
He did say specifically Batman Begins. So is it the same in the comic books?
Yeah, there's somewhere, like, it's the Joker who does it, which is ridiculous.
Henchman number two could be right.
It's true. In some universes. Yeah.
It's the multiverse. It's just too much.
Number eight. The creator of Wonder Woman is also credited with what invention?
I keep getting Wonder Woman videos from back in the 70s that keep popping up in my reels for some reason. Ooh. It's pretty awesome. Watch the scenes where she's flying her invisible plane. It's really hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That's number eight. The creator of Wonder Woman is also credited with what invention?
All right. Question number nine. Which supervillain has the epithet the Devourer of Worlds?
Whoa.
That's intense.
That's actually the subtitle of my resume also. Oh. You know, I list my skills. I also put...
Honestly, like, immediately hired.
It's true.
Yeah. Question number nine again. Which supervillain has the epithet the Devourer of Worlds?
All right. So if you could be the Devourer of something, what would that be?
All-dressed chips. The Devourer of All-Dressed Chips. I don't know what we're missing here.
I'd go for soup. I made a nice mushroom wild rice soup last night.
Ooh. That sounds really good.
Yum. Yeah. Steph?
The devourer of ice cream.
Ice cream. Nice. Yeah, I mean, I already am, so, you know, might as well hold true to that.
How about you, Dean?
I've got, I was in the middle of lunch when we were setting up, and I have like a pound of wings in front of me. So as soon as we're done with trivia, I will be eating a pound of wings.
I was going to say, is your keyboard filled with like barbecue sauce right now?
Yeah, it helps. It slicks up the keys. It makes me type faster.
I get it.
A message from JR in the chat. I don't know anything about superheroes. JR, that surprises me. You know so much.
And also, yeah. JR, you are a superhero.
Aww.
True, true.
Aww, yeah.
Yeah, Dean, did you include a question about JR in this?
We'll have to see. Question number 10. Which of Marvel's heroes for hire has the catchphrase, "Sweet Christmas"?
What? I did not know this.
like his catchphrase as in some quippy thing he says in every episode or something?
Yeah, when he's like surprised by something, he says, "Sweet Christmas."
I'm going to start using that one.
Yeah. By the power of Grayskull.
You really just keep everybody on your toes. And this answer looks like we would accept both his government name and his superhero name. Is that correct,
Dave? Yes, that is correct. But yeah, which of Marvel's heroes for hire has the catchphrase, "Sweet Christmas"?
All right, number 11. Which Canadian artist created the independent superhero series Spawn? Which Canadian artist created the independent superhero series Spawn?
I feel like that's something my hubster would know, but he's unfortunately unable to play today because he's at home dealing with a poopy situation fixing our toilet.
Oh, no.
Darn.
There's a seal leak at the bottom of our toilet, so hopefully I'm not going home to find our subfloor.
If anybody can do it, it's Dave.
Yeah,
you know?
He can do anything. He is my superhero, too.
Aww.
Cute.
Barf. Wasn't there a team of your folks that would often play? Did Dave used to play when we did on the radio, too, with other people? They had a good team name.
Yeah, What Island.
What Island.
Yeah, the What Island team. Yep.
Love
so
it.
Folks... Yeah.
Shout out to you guys.
Hopefully some of them are still tuning in. But it's a nice day too outside. People want to just be also walking around, but it's great to have the folks that are participating today. Yes. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Well, then I shall keep us moving with question number 12. What is the lowest grossing MCU movie to date?
And
that's the Marvel Cinematic Universe. What is the lowest grossing MCU movie to date?
I want to know the spread. Like, what's the highest grossing compared to this one? I never even heard of this one.
Highest grossing is probably like Endgame. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little bummed that this is the answer to this is what it is. I think there's some nuances at play there, but
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
This is a question without any nuance, folks. Question number 13. In what decade was the Joker introduced? Question 13. In what decade was the Joker introduced?
All right, Dean, what's your favorite?
Did anyone see?
What's your favorite decade, Dean?
Oh, my favorite decade. That's tough. Because the thing about decades is that lots of bad things happen in all of them.
Yeah, definitely.
This decade has been very good to me.
This decade. Oh, this current decade.
This current decade. I guess we're halfway through. It could take a spill for the worst.
It also started kind of questionably, too.
Well, basically the world is on fire right now. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Nobody knocked Dean. You know, he's living in the present. He's saying time is now. He's living in the present.
It's true.
This decade is
the You've got to.
Also, we're in a golden age of the internet. I open up my phone and I'm just endlessly entertained. So even if there's terrible things going on, like you can kind of block it out for 5 hours while you scroll TikTok. So, you know, glass half full, guys.
It's true. Question number 14. What is the X-Men's base of operations also known as? What is the X-Men's base of operations also known as? The clubhouse.
I feel like there could be some really funny answers to this. Like, mm-hmm. if you don't know the actual answer, like, we really want you to get creative. Let us know what you would call it.
All right. So, question for you guys: if you could be a character in X-Men. Mm-hmm. Be an X-person.
Gender-neutral X-person.
Gender-neutral X-person, for sure. What would your super more mutation be?
Oh, do we, like, one who already exists? Or we need to make up a new one?
If you could be a mutant. You can have somebody else's power, but what would you want to be?
Ooh. This is so hard. I feel like I really got to think this through.
Think about it. We'll come back to it.
It's got to be Nightcrawler for me with his teleportation. It's very cool. And he goes BAMF in the comics. It says BAMF whenever he teleports.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, that's a teleportation sound?
Yeah.
Oh, BAMF. Well,
I'd be BAMFing all over the place.
BAMF.
Honestly, for me, like, guaranteed, I'd be the normie that's just around and trying to help out and walks into every situation and just goes, again, guys? I'd be the normie.
But you don't have to worry because Dean is going to BAMF you out of there. So it doesn't
That's
matter.
Exactly right.
But I'm going to have to, like, clean up everybody's messes. But, like, as a normal person. So, like, you're going to, like, spill everything everywhere. And I'm just going to, like, roll them with my mop bucket.
I love it.
Come on, guys.
Is there a mind reader one?
Yeah, that would be.
Jean Grey.
Yeah, Jean Grey and Xavier, I guess. Mm-hmm. Dr. Xavier as well.
I feel like I would probably go that route.
Yeah.
You know?
But Dr. Xavier could also take over people's minds.
Dangerous.
See, I can use my power for good or evil.
That's exactly it. That's why I'm like, that one would be neat. But I also thought Magneto was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would hate to be a mind reader because, like...
You never turn it off.
Well, and also, like, do you really want to know what people are thinking about you? I don't.
I'm a highly anxious person. I definitely do.
I'm thinking really good thoughts about you right now,
that's
buddy.
That's really kind.
Just saying.
I'm a very strange person, so I'm sure 9 times out of 10 people are like, oh, what is she doing? Anyway, I shall move us forward to question number 15. What superhero team was created as a Canadian answer to the Avengers?
This is hilarious.
This is very funny.
I now need to see a picture of them.
Question 15. What superhero team was created as a Canadian answer to the Avengers?
Oh, they look scary.
It's 'cause
all
Canadians
their names are cool.
Scary.
There was a Sasquatch guy.
Yep.
There was a lady her name was Snowbird. I can't remember what her powers were.
There's definitely also giving like a lake lady.
Yes.
A lady of in the lake.
So this is an aside, but I was going through some of my dad's old comic books the other day. And I found a Spider-Man Saves Calgary comic book.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding. Spider-Man Saves Calgary. I have it. If anybody wants to come by
and see
it. Is it
set like during the Stampede or something?
Yeah, it 100% is set during the Stampede because that's all Calgary is known for.
Wow, this show looks kind of cool or maybe problematic, but like from this lens, Snowbird is an Inuit demigoddess from Yellowknife. Who can transform into animals of the north.
Well, that's very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, man. Then, oh, boy. I need a nap, and then she can just become a polar bear and...
Go hibernate.
Have a nice rest for a few months.
I love it. All right, we're back into the bonus question territory. So there's two questions that are somehow going to get harder than the last 15 questions. Two bonus questions, each worth 2 points a pop. This one is 1 point per correct name. So question number one in the bonus category. Who are the creators of Superman? Get a point for each one of them. Full name.
So in this regard, we're talking about the creators of the actual series, not like Ma and Pa Superman, right?
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Superman. Who are the creators
Kal-El's
of
parents? I don't know their names.
Mr. and Mrs. L. Who are the creators of Superman? 1 point per correct name. That's bonus number one.
If you know Superman's parents' names, though,
kind of cool.
Let me know.
Cool for you,
because I don't.
Jor-El is his dad. I don't know his mom's name.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Texas. Man.
Yeah, they're not super. They're just average.
And actually dead, because didn't their planet blow up or something?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, now we're getting depressing.
Glass half full again. Boo.
Okay, folks, we've got question number 17, bonus question number 2, as it is also known. The superheroic alter ego trope can be traced back to what 1905 novel? The superheroic alter ego trope can be traced back to what 1905 novel? I will admit that this is a tough one. If anyone knows this, I'm going to be very impressed.
This is like extra niche.